It's the 420 Drug War News. The following is taken from the most recent Century of Lies program hosted by Doug McVeigh. His focus was on a recent conference titled World with Drugs.
God called Lord Shiva. And this festival is a mark of remembrance of overcoming darkness and ignorance in the life and in the world. And we celebrate this night offering marijuana to Lord Shiva in many forms, whether it is we smoke or whether we drink a special preparation made with milk. And we do this with our parents, with our cousins, with our elders, and the dates, it is kind of accepted. So, what I just wanted to say that the drug has been there, you know, since time immemorial since the time when God used to use marijuana. Now coming into the real situation over what we have gone through in India among injecting drug users before the lockdown and after the lockdown and during the lockdown, I just wanted to share some of the work that what we have done and what I have also particularly done involving the state as well as the National Drug User Network and the National HIV Program. Having said this, I mean, like it just didn't limit our kind of networking or our kind of advocacy to lead from the front. We even extended the support to our neighboring countries where our peers are in Nepal as well as in Bangladesh. So after COVID, during the initial days of lockdown, we had already anticipated that mobility or the movement of people who use drugs would be negatively impacted because of the random arrests by the police, and not only by the police, but also by local pressure groups, like local student union clubs or, church groups, etc. And this has led to many of our peers cutting off their supply of their choice of drugs, and more importantly, access to essential harm reduction services.
We will continue this discussion on tomorrow's report. I want to thank Doug McVeigh for his work on Century of Lies. I am Dean at drugtruth.net.